This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected through the railway network. Mr. Modi made this statement after inaugurating the Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge today in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. He also laid the foundation stone inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, he said these development projects will provide fresh momentum to the progress of Jammu and Kashmir. He described Jammu and Kashmir as the crown jewel of India, adding that the Chenab and the Anji bridges will serve as gateways to prosperity for J&K. The Prime Minister said today's program is a huge celebration of India's unity and willpower.
उधमपुर श्रीनगर बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है भारत के नए सामर्थ्य का जयघोष है
Speaking about the Pahalgam terror attack, the Prime Minister added that unfortunately a neighboring country is against humanity and even the livelihood of the poor. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families.
Pakistan ne Pahalgam mein Insaniyat aur Kashmiriyat dono par vaar kiya. Uska irada Bharat mein dange karane ka tha. Uska irada Kashmir ke mehnat kash logon ki kamai ko rokna tha. इसलिए पाकिस्तान ने टूरिस्ट पर हमला किया वो टूरिज्म जो बीते चार पांच साल में लगातार बढ़ रहा था हर साल यहां रिकॉर्ड संख्या में टूरिस्ट आ रहे थे उसको पाकिस्तान ने निशाना बनाया
मिस्टर मोदी आल्सो अनाउंस्ड दैट जेएनके हैज रिसीव्ड टू न्यू वंदे भारत ट्रेन्स टुडे ही आल्सो रिलीज्ड कमेमोरेटिव कॉइंस एंड स्टैम्प्स आफ्टर इनॉग्रेटिंग द चेनाब एंड अंजी ब्रिजेस The Monetary Policy Committee MPC of the Reserve Bank of India RBI today decided to reduce the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility SDF rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the Marginal Standing Facility MSF rate and the bank rate to 5.75%. According to the RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the decision is in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for Consumer Price Index CPI inflation of 4% within a band of plus/minus 2% while supporting growth.
After having reduced the policy repo rate by 100 basis points in quick succession since February 2025, the MPC also decided to change the stance from accommodative to neutral. From here onwards, the MPC will be carefully assessing the incoming data and the evolving outlook to chart out the future course of monetary policy in order to strike the right growth-inflation balance.
A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of 2611 Mumbai attack accused Tawaur Hussain Rana till July 9th. Special Judge Chandarjit Singh passed the order when Rana was produced before the court via video conference following the expiry of his previously granted judicial custody. The Supreme Court has allowed the National Board of Examinations, NBE, to hold the NEET PG 2025 examination on August 3, 2025 in one shift. The exam was initially scheduled for June 15th. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and Augustine George Massey, which initially questioned the more than 2 months' time sought by the NBE for holding the examination, said the reason cited for holding NEET PG 2025 on August 3rd appears to be bona fide. The Apex Court, however, made it clear no further time will be granted to NBE for holding NEET PG 2025 examination. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed gratitude to the Central Asian nations for the continued support to India and the condemnation of the heinous terror attack in Pahalgam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.